Her blood was red, but now it's bloom. She no longer smiles at you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dick in a Box. I'm your host, Angel Lam, and today I will be bringing you a graphic designer by the name of Joshua Albright. I heard about Joshua through Instagram, and that's where I saw his work originally. He designed some stuff for the Woody Show. If you follow them online, then there's a big chance that you probably see some of his stuff. He designed a Menace and a Ravy for them. Lord of the Rings, I believe, and a Menace throwing up the West Side, or for the Woody Show, I guess the W for the Woody Show. So yeah, so I saw his work, you know, I contacted him because that's my vision for our logo. You know, that's originally why I got him, because I wanted him to design our logo for the podcast. So, you know, he said yes, you know, then we started getting in contact, and I thought, wait, I have this podcast that I'm trying to help people with, you know. Like, I'm trying to get people that have a talent, that, you know, and I admit, like, submitting stuff for the Woody Show, that's a pretty big deal. Like, a lot of people are going to see that. I contacted him and I asked him if he was interested in coming on, you know, and he said yes. You know, he agreed to come on. You know, we're actually, we're working on designing one of our, like, a logo for us for the podcast. You know, hopefully we have that for you guys soon, you know. Because I'm really excited about that. But yeah, you know, in today's episode, I'm going to ask him questions that, you know, that I'm interested in. How he started doing this, how he started graphic designing, you know, pretty much his journey to where he's at right now. You know, hopefully we get to know him a little better. You know, that's my goal, to not only promote them, their work, but actually promote them as a human being, you know, because I feel that's very important. Like, it's somebody could be super talented, but they're dicks. I don't want to give them any business, you know. I hope that's how you guys feel too, you know. So that's the whole reason why I started this podcast to begin with. So at this point, you're probably wondering, where's Jose? Well, I have some bad news for you guys, you know, for the Jose fans. He's no longer going to be part of the podcast, like the audio version. He's going to be part of the behind the scenes stuff, you know. He'll just be producing music and hopefully getting guests for us. But he had to step away from the mic. He was having a hard time managing, you know, being part of Ambiguous, producing his music, and being part of the podcast. So I take a little break to focus on his music, because he has some stuff coming out in the summer that he's really excited about, that he wants to take care of before, you know, before starting a new project like this. So you guys are stuck with me, guys. Yeah, I know you guys are super excited about that. I know I am. You know, I just want to promote people. That's my thing. I want to help out people and hopefully get a little publicity for myself, you know. So yeah, so I just went to LA Galaxy game, guys. Yeah, you know, I wish I could say that they won, but they tied. You know, it could have been worse. We could have lost by like 4, like the week before, but we just tied, you know. But the good thing was that, thank you to the homies at LA's Our House, I got some free tickets. They put out that they were giving 2 free tickets to the game. You know, and I want them, you know, I told them I want them. And then sure enough, you know, they said, okay, you could have them. Well, I was like, what? For reals? Like, you know, I never win anything. I was super shocked. I was like, not playing a joke on me now. Like, nah, you know, just give us your email and we'll send them to you. And sure enough, you know, like 10 minutes later, boom, they were in my email. So I was excited. It was my aunt's birthday. So we went to celebrate that. We went to Olive Garden, you know. And then right after that, me and my girlfriend went to the game. You know, we got there a little bit late. We only caught the second half, but, you know, had to spend time with my family, guys. Family comes first, you know. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's about it. I really haven't been up to anything, you know. I'm just trying to fix the little problems that we got going on the podcast, you know. Because Jose's leaving, he was like, a big part of editing and the whole, anything that had to do with the technology part of this podcast, that was his part. you know, now I have to figure out myself. But, you know, it's been challenging, but it's kind of fun, you know, trying to figure all this shit out. But what I do ask from you guys is be a little patient, you know, be patient with me. Hopefully I have this shit unlocked, like, by the next episode. If not, then I guess you guys have to be a little bit more patient than you thought, you know. Well, enough for me. How about if we get to hear about from the man of the hour? I know you guys are probably tired of hearing me talk, you know, rambling on about Galaxy and whatnot. No. So without any further ado, we bring to you Joshua Albright. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to an episode of Dick in a Box, guys. I have with me today Joshua Albright.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, man. How are you, man?
I'm great.
Yeah, what was your day? What did your day consist of?
Well, I Uber. So.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you Uber.
Yeah, that's my side job, you know, side little.
Do you make good money doing that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Wow, yeah, I can make up to $200 a day.
What the fuck? That's tight.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. That's tight. So I have him on because he's designing, like I said on the intro, he's designing my, like, our logo for the podcast. So I found him by the Woody Show. I was on Instagram and he did some stuff for them, and I liked them. I was trying to go for the caricature look of it, you know, and he did on Menace and he did on Ravy, you know. Yeah, if you guys live in California, you know, like, that's a really, really popular radio show, you know. So, like, what, are you a big fan of them? Or?
Oh, yeah. I listen to their podcast. And,
and the radio show.
Yeah, and
so, it's double duty, huh? Yep. You're double dipping there. Yeah. I listen to a little bit of the podcast, like, but not really, like.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's convenient, that podcast that they have. It's perfect, you know.
Because you could cut. You could pause it,
you know. Yeah. And it's, like, I used to be a deliverer, so.
Yeah, like,
you know, so crazy, what? Like. I have, like, so many hustles I have to do, just, like, live in L.A.
Oh, true. So, yeah. mostly in your car, then?
Yeah, mostly in my car.
Yeah? Yep. Wow. So, yeah, man, how did you get into, like, designing, like, graphic designing or, like...
Well, it started when I was, like, 7, so ever since then, you know, I'm not just a graphic designer. I do multiple things, like, I would take, let's say, because I remember the first thing I ever drew was a Power Ranger. I love Power Rangers. The Red Ranger was always my favorite.
Eight? You said you were 8?
I was 7 years old.
Oh, 7. All right,
yeah. No, that's cool. I was 7 years old, and I would watch the Power Rangers, and I was like, I don't know what it was, but I picked up a pencil, and I just wanted to draw them. So I tried my best to draw. And, you know, it came out all shitty and stuff. But yeah. Sorry, I cursed. No.
You can say whatever you want. Like, it's not, like... I don't know.
All right, that's cool.
As long as you're not, I mean, racist, I guess. Oh, even no. I'll probably put it in. You know, I'll probably put it in.
No,
if I agree with you,
I'm not racist. I believe in some stereotypes
opinionated, right? Really opinionated. Like, you believe. Right?
Yeah, but, yeah. I have my beliefs and my system of beliefs, but, you know, I'm not no racial. No racist stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of logos, I tried to do a little bit of your logo right here if you want to.
Well, let's keep it at the end because it's more like. Because since the people can't see us.
We need a camera while doing
like,
this.
But I'm going to definitely, like, once we have it all said and done, you know, I'm going to post it, and that's going to be ours, the official, or mine. It's my official.
Yes, yeah, your official.
Yeah, a logo, you know. So, yeah. So, was that like, okay, you got into it when you were 7, right, doing Power Rangers. And then
trying to do Power Rangers and moving up to Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Loving that hair, you know, Super Saiyan 3, like, hell yeah. Moving from there, my mom tried to put me in class, did not work out so well. I hated the way they were trying to teach me how to do cats, and I didn't want to draw a cat.
Oh, yeah.
So I just quit that.
Like the beginning, right? Like
circles,
you got to practice circles.
Exactly. And you know, as a young artist, I would say, you know, trying to, a developing artist, you... you try to skip a, skip a few steps, you know, just trying to draw the cat straight out. And then proportions are all off and everything. But moving from there, you know, I moved from when I was seven to like middle school. I stopped for a while when I was in high school because I was so focused on girls. And I was, you know, you know, they'll ruin you, you know?
Yeah, true. You find love and then everything, you know?
Exactly.
You start losing interest. You just want to focus on your girl.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's a good girl, it's worth it, but high school, you know. Well,
it's high school, you know? Yeah. I knew that, you know, that wasn't going to be forever in high school, for sure. But I just, you know, didn't quit it. But so I got back into it at the end of high school because I met this one cool guy. His name is Aaron, and he was making actual comic books. And so that inspired me to do my comic books up. But I like more cartoonish style. He was more anime. And I started making like a bunch of comic books. And from there, people saw started like looking at me more and more, and they were like, "Oh, can you draw this for me? Can you draw this for me?" And I was like, "Oh, I can actually, you know, make some money off of this." Because I used to do it just for free. Because I thought I wasn't good enough, you know. And everything was for free, and I finally told myself, you know, I'll make some money off this. And right after high school, I started just like selling portraits of people and making them into cartoons. And I do have one idea that I can't really talk about right now, but it's gonna come out soon. Just know that I do caricatures for parties, and I do murals. I just did a mural for a bakery just yesterday. Started and finished yesterday.
Oh, where do you like mostly like design stuff? Right, or wherever they just call you?
They'll just call me. Yeah, okay. You can follow me on Instagram, Authentic. So. You just hit me up on there and try to keep it low key, you know. These are all donations.
Okay.
It's going to a really good charity in my pockets.
Yeah, and I know you also. I saw on your Instagram you have a kid. So
oh yeah, I do. Yes, he is 1 year.
Everything helps, you know.
Yeah, everything does help. But other than that, that's how it happened, you know. So I'm not really a graphic designer. I can do graphic design. I went to the Art Institute for about 2 years, and it was only supposed to be a 2-year program, but you know they wanted me to go more, and so that's why I quit. It was 2 years, and
for the money or what?
They wanted, wanted more money. Like, they were like, "Oh, an extension on this," and it was supposed to. I was supposed to graduate already. I already had it up on class and everything. And but it was cool, you know. And that's where I'm at now. Had a kid.
And you live in LA, or where do you live?
I do live in LA. Born and raised. South Central.
Like I don't know. It's to me, it's tough drawing. Like I used to be into drawing too. I was okay. Like I took a couple classes in high school, you know, and like my best work was throwing up like what's this called, the devil's hand, the rock hand, that was my best doing hands, you know, just one hand though, like,
or I love you,
I don't know, like doing one hand, like only the right hand, and I was staring at my own hand, I was just like sketching it out. It was like water, like we had to do
watercolors.
And I was like, I gave it to the teacher. He's like, "Hey, man, this is good. This is good. Like, you should keep going." And I'm like, "Man, you know what?" But then I had a girlfriend at the time. It's like, you know what? Maybe I could use this class a little bit so I could like make her something, you know? And I made her something. And every time, like, I was kind of like you, where I was unsure of myself, like my skills. I was like, "Nah, this isn't good enough." But every time, like, I'm fucking needy, like really needy.
So I
need somebody to always tell me, like, "You're doing a good job."
Everybody's their worst critic.
Like, "You're doing a good job." So I asked the teacher, and he's like, "Well, it's up to you, you know, it's up to you, however you feel. Like, do you feel it's ready?" I'm like, "No." Like, "Okay, well then keep working on it." Like, at the end of the day, I think it was dark, so many colors I could put on. So I ruined it, you know, what I was making. I don't know why I said that, but I thought it was kind of tied into what you said, you know?
Yeah, no, that's cool.
So, like, in the Art Institute, like, when you were taking those classes, like, what were your inspirations? Or, like, what were your, like, right now, when you draw caricatures, like, who's your, like, your idol, I guess, your personal?
My personal preference on people, I actually don't have any. No, to be honest, I really don't. I'm more inspired by, like, like random artists that I just see on Instagram or on Pinterest. You know, you see some really good stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So just to take from one, I never just like based all my work just on one artist. So I can't. I do like Basquiat stuff because it's just something I don't do. But I remember trying his stuff out, and it's just like almost like a little kid did his stuff. But I could see how like well thought out he put into his work, which is crazy. It's like it's just like whatever, but like it's something that you just can't. Oh, I'll just do this. A kid can't even just do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he has meaning to every single thing that he does.
I don't know who that is. Like,
you never heard of Basquiat?
No.
Oh, no. Man.
And actually, I took a class, like an art history class, so I feel like I probably should.
You know who Andy Warhol is?
Yeah, the tomato, I mean, the soup.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so sad.
Yeah.
you know him, but you don't know Basquiat.
Yeah, well, you know, I only know him because I think because of The Simpsons. That's about
okay.
It, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm more into comedy, like.
Yeah, Basquiat is more darker, but he worked with him. Like, he didn't work with him, like, side by side, but, like, they were in the same era.
Okay.
Like, when he came out.
You know? Educate me. I don't mind. Like, who are some other, like, influences? Like, just him? Do you have any others?
No, not really, no.
Like, right now, as you were telling me about Warhol, like, I feel like you don't like him for some reason.
I oh, man, nah. His stuff is, like, okay. First off, anybody can do his stuff. The only reason why his stuff became, you know, popular, because it is pop culture, is simply because, you know, he had the money. Basquiat didn't have the money. Okay. He came from the streets, you know, and he went, like, Warhol, he says that he came from the streets, and he wasn't, like, you know, wealthy or anything, but that's a simple lie, you know, it's just simply lying right there.
Is he the one with the mustache, that pointy mustache?
Who? Basquiat?
No.
Or Warhol?
Yeah, Benjamin. Warhol.
No. He has like a clean face, and he has blonde hair, and it's like it's long. It's kind of like it's like a bowl shaped cut. It's kind of, it's a weird looking guy. Okay. He's an artist. I would say that.
Okay.
He's an artist.
talking about you mentioned the murals. Like, do you work with other people, or is this mostly you?
Just me. If I find somebody who will be willing to work with me, I do have a friend. She's really great at what she does, but she's so focused on work. So she never really has like the most time. So I stopped like even like asking her if she could even come, because most of the time she can't. So it's just me right now. I rent my stuff out, and then I get busy. I could finish a mural in one day.
Wow.
Yeah. It just all depends on how much prepping I put into it. So I prep like I would say a week before I'm gonna start it. Okay. Sometimes 2 weeks, just depending on how like detailed or how many times they send me back to say, can you fix this, can you adjust this part. So this piece that I did on the bakery, I did that one in one day, but I prepped for like 2 weeks.
And where can people see this mural?
You can see it on 41st and Central.
All right, go check it out, guys.
At Alondra's Bakery.
Do you have a picture of it on your Instagram?
I'm going to post it today, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, check them out on his Instagram, you know. Go by the bakery, buy some bread, and then, you know, take your selfie, really guys, you know.
They have hot Cheeto pizza, so.
Okay.
Check it out.
So how is that? Just hot Cheetos on top of
just
cheese?
Just hot Cheetos on top of the
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want on it, and then they'll throw the hot Cheetos baked into it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, like, if you get high, go check it out, guys. You know?
Get the munchies.
You don't need chips. It's already on the pizza, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you attack a project, I guess? Like, how, do you have, like, a creative process? Like, because I know for me, like, what I have to do is, like, usually, like, most of my jokes, they come when I'm at work, you know? Like, my body has to be busy, but then my mind has to wonder. And then, like, when I wonder, that's when I get, like, oh, man, I wonder, like, has anybody said this? And, like, if you guys heard last episode, you guys heard about the spoon, you know? Like, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with a friend of mine, and then it was my birthday. And then if you tell them it's your birthday, they'll bring you, like, a little ice cream. But then, you know, it was just one little ice cream for me and for him. So I was like, we had to share this. So we were just taking turns. Like, I was like, okay, this is kind of like gay, you know. And I don't mean to be homophobic, but, you know, it's kind of gay. Like, man, should we just be feeding each other something? You know, like, I feed you, feed me. And then that's how I was like, man, I could work with this. This has something, you know. Like, I wonder, like, do you have a process like that too? Like, do you have to, like, set a mood, or do you have to, like.
See, that was the thing. That's like one thing that I just kind of got back into. Because when I first met you, I was working for Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I was Amazon Deliver, which is cool. I was making really good money. But the only thing is, it gives me no time to prep, to even get inspired. And while I was there driving every day, you know, it's funny because, like you said about your jokes, you know, I start making skits in my head because I love doing videos. Oh, yeah. And that was like the only thing that was like driving me. I was like always coming up with like new skits, but I never have time to shoot these skits. And I never have real time to actually write them down or anything, because like I'm so drained. So I just got rid of that job. And ever since then, to get myself more inspired, First off, I like to talk to you. You know, I like to get personal with my clients. So I get to know who they are, and once I know who they are, I can incorporate things from their life into it. So if you look at the bakery piece that I just did, they did not know what to do. They didn't know anything. So I got to know who they were, and sorry.
No, that's okay.
So I got to know who they were and where this all started. And so it started with the father. He wanted to open up a bakery, and he didn't have like full motivation, but his mom pushed him. So I was like, you know, it'd be cool if, you know, we can draw his mom.
Yeah, push him.
You know, no, not pushing him, but, you know, draw her. And she's, you know, Hispanic. So maybe we'll just like put the pan below her and, you know, the cactus, you know, for a stronghold. Yeah. So it all comes together. Like when you get to know the person, you know,
I get you.
So I don't think I'm ever inspired just by like something that you send me, or like I really like to get to know that person, or you know, I can tackle a project if you just, you know, give it to me, or you know what you want.
Yeah,
but if you don't know what you want, then I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I
you
get
know?
You. Yeah, I guess I am a little bit different. When I was sending all those stuff because I was like, I had an idea in my mind, like I want a box, you know, like me coming out of a box. But then I was trying to include Jose into it too. It's like, well, I mean, it's his podcast too, you know. So I wanted Jose to come out the podcast too, like out of the box, you know, like maybe me like doing a jerky face, like a b-boy stance, you know, like up, and then him being all serious, or maybe like with the pair of hands or something.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like I was like, you know what, like, I also wanted, like, he's into the Simpsons. So I was like, you know what, I want the Simpsons. Like, maybe, like, I could put the Simpsons. But I know I didn't send you that picture. It was, like, Krusty the Clown. But it's on, like, you don't see his features. You just see, like, the hair, the, you know, the circle face.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I was like, maybe we could work with this, you know. But honestly, like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just trying to figure out as I go, you know.
Yeah.
And I get so many ideas too. Like, okay, man, I like this. Like, I like the toys, the pops, the pop vinyls. I was like, maybe we could be pop vinyls, you know.
Yeah.
But I was, you know what? I'm gonna stick to the first one because it seemed like more like I could make more things with it. I could make stickers, put on shirts, you know.
Exactly.
Stuff like that, yeah. But like, talk like, do you? I besides me, you know, do you have any other, have you ever had any bad experiences with like people asking you to do things for them?
Yeah, people become very they ask almost for the impossible, like things that you can't even do, and they almost like ask for things that weren't even initially like what you initially asked me for. So, but you have not done that. You're good. Yeah. Everything that you did was perfect. You had an idea, which was good. And I could work with that.
Okay.
There was no mislaps on that. But there was this one guy. Actually, no. Yeah. Sorry. There was this one guy. He sends me what do you call it? A picture of himself. And then he says he wants white face. And I was like, white face? Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean?
Is he black?
He's black, yeah. Oh, okay. He wants white face because he is like, oh, no, it's like, because if you listen to my rap or whatever, and I didn't listen to it. So that's why I don't, I don't just like, I have to know the person because like, I was almost kind of skeptical to even work with you because it was Dick in the Box.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, man, what's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, to me, the name is, it's good because it catches people like, you're Dick. I mean, Dick goes to like, you know, dirty, you know?
Perverted, yeah.
But in a box, like, my thing is like, the podcast is the box. The room we're in, it's a box. The, wherever you're listening to me, it's a box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the Dick because I'm being nice with you right now, like, but then out in the out, like, I know a lot of people have been telling me, like, oh, man, you're not a dick, like, you've been having, like, three guests already, and you're never a dick to them, like, yeah, well, trying to, like, you know what, it's hard to be a dick to somebody when they're trying to do you a favor, like, I'm aware that this is, like, I'm a nobody, I'm not, like, famous, and the podcast has just started where I'm just starting to pick up listeners, like, it's hard to be a dick to somebody when they're coming to your podcast, and they're, like, our second guest, she was promoting Aunt Flo. Like, I don't know if you heard, but it's an organization to help homeless women and children, you know? Like, how could I be a dick to somebody that's trying to help other people, you know? Like, yeah, but I've got a lot of listeners, like you know, like Dick in the Box. Like, what the fuck, like, why Dick in the Box? Like, I like actually you're not my first like the first person to tell me that. I asked a friend, and then like asked a friend to do me like a song, like to do me like a little something for the podcast, like for the opening intro. It's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do anything about a penis. I'm like, nah, it's not about a penis. It's me. I'm the Dick, you know. Yeah, it's like, you trust me. You're not the first one. Whenever I tell somebody like Dick, like why Dick? Because I'm the Dick. I'm the Dick. Like, it's, don't let your mind
run. Throws people off a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, I
everybody think about peckers.
Yeah, like, I like that. I like that, you know, it catches your attention. Like, I'm talking to you and just hear Dick and like, whoa, I got you back. You know, I got you back. And then I could explain to you, okay, this is what it is. And like, oh, okay. But I feel I have to explain it because if people don't, like, if people just hear it, like, they turn away from it, you know, and I get it. I've been thinking about changing it. I was like, man, maybe like I should change the name of it, but I'm gonna keep it because fuck them, fuck the haters or whatever. It's my podcast, you know.
Exactly. So,
yeah, but please do, you know, please do. I need you guys. I need you, you know. Yeah, cause that's the only way we're gonna get like other better. I mean, like. More important people, I guess, for lack of better words, like people that actually like have a bunch of listeners. Like my goal right now, I was trying to get Chicano Batman. I don't know if you heard of them.
I have heard of that.
Okay, Chicano Batman. So, but they just picked Coachella, you know. So, yeah, I'm trying to like, I'm sending messages like to like whoever, you know, like. Come on my podcast, you know, but I feel like you're right. The name, you know, kind of throws them off a little bit. But I sent them this long email like, oh, this is what it is. This is my podcast. I'm trying to promote up and coming artists like and entrepreneurs. Like if you have a clothing line or like you know, you do. I want to see graphic designing because I don't know the word. Like, what would you call it?
I do graphic designing, murals, and caricatures.
Okay, well, art. You do art. Okay, so art. So, I mean, like, I feel like I saw your work, and I was like, man, like, this, he would be a good fit because, I mean, I don't know. I've never heard of you until I saw the Woody show. I was like, man, this guy is talented, you know. He deserves to be, like, to be seen, you know. Yeah, like, I was like, and that's why I sent you a message to work with me because I was like, you know what, like, He's doing exactly what I want to do, like what I want on my logo, like it's perfect. It was like a perfect fit, you know. And then I was like, well, I mean, he's already doing the logo. Why not have him on, you know, like so other people could hear about you, you know, and see hear who you are, and maybe you know, you get some work off of it, you know, we get that.
That'd be awesome,
hey. You know? Yeah, but I mean,
hit me up, guys.
Yeah. I mean, check him out on his Instagram. And he's for sure going to be on Instagram, you know. But getting back to, like, the interview, I guess. Nah, not really. Not at all. It's not an interview. I interrupted you. My bad. We're talking about the white face. The rapper with the white face.
Yeah. So, damn.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
I
do that. I do that a lot. Like, my mind goes somewhere, and I like talking. I gotta stop.
Yeah, that's Chris Crow. So, yeah. So, that threw me off about, he told me about Whiteface, and he was like, oh, you're gonna have to listen to my stuff. So, I did take a listen, and it wasn't bad, you know. But there's been times where it's just like, I wanna turn away, but, you know, I do need the money at the time. And I'll pretty much work with anybody. I just kind of don't like to go towards the racist. You know, I'm not racist, you know. Yeah. So it was kind of hard, but I did come up with a good piece, and it's sort of like Whiteface, but it's more like he's albino. I did it like I redrew him, and I re-outlined him and everything, and I made him into like a really creamy type of coat, and he still looked black. You could straight out tell he's black.
Yeah, the and features, he, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's pretty much making a statement. I did this about 2 years ago, and it was something, a new experience. And sometimes you gotta take challenges and take them head on, and then, you know, look at it in a different perspective, and it'll just help you out, you know. But other than that, that's pretty much it. On like yours, yours right now, like there's so many things I could do with yours, because it's brand new, and you want to look like a bobblehead. Well, not a bobblehead, but you want to look like a jack-in-the-box jumping out of it. And, you know, I can make you look realistic, make you look like a super cartoon. But, you know, we're going to figure that out today.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys are going to see the logo and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, man. I just have so many things in my head, that so many ideas that I wish I could take. Like, I've been trying to, like, draw them out myself, because that way I could kind of give you more of a, you know, okay. But nothing's coming out right, like exactly how I wanted. I know I'm not trying to send you something perfect, but at the same time, like, man, it's not good enough. You know, like, I don't think you'll get like what I'm trying to go for, you know. But we're gonna work for whatever you got, you know. I'm sure we'll get something, you know. Like, so okay, you have the bakery. Like, what are other things you've worked on? Like, what's your most popular thing that maybe people have seen, like, besides the one that I described, the Woody show? Like, do you have anything else? Like,
no. I'm really getting back into it right now, because mostly what I get my most commissions on are me drawing people as cartoons. That's like my main thing that I do, because I get the most work out of it. And it just feels so good when I hand their caricatures to them, because like the emotions that they give off right at that moment, it just feels like love right there. Like, like, damn. And they're always like, oh, you made my day, like, that's so funny, like, I love it.
It was like your child.
Yeah. And then it's so crazy, because I've been doing this for about 5 years now, and something that I did 5 years ago, I go to my, like, to their house, and it's still there on their wall. I'm like, whoa. I see it on their Instagram, and you see behind them, my picture's still there. I was like, whoa,
that's tight.
I was like, hey, I thought you guys were going to throw this away already. Yeah. You know, it's been 5 years. But people love it, you know?
Right. Maybe you should rent, like, what's it called? Like, a room, and just put, like, a bunch of stuff and sell your art, you know? Like, I know you're doing portraits and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, do anything else besides that?
I can do pretty much everything and anything.
No, but do you have your own stuff, like, that it comes from your mind? Like,
yes, most definitely. Right before I started doing a bunch of portraits, everything that I did before is all original.
Okay.
Actually, everything that I do is original. I don't take anything from anyone. Yeah. That's why my name is Authentic on Instagram, because I do only authentic art.
Yeah.
So it's altogether Authentic.
Well, what was the name of the you might have not said it, but you said you were working in high school, I think. You were working on, like, a comic book? Or like,
Yes. I was working on a few comic books,
did
actually.
You publish any of them?
No, publishing anything, because, first off, I lost touch with my best friend of high school, and he was making, like, some crazy anime comic books, and it just kind of, like, spiraled me to do something else. Okay. Spiraled me down to find something else. I wouldn't say spiraled me and I'm done.
Yeah.
But it brought me to something new. And my outlook was Photoshop. So that was my brand new thing. And when I was using Photoshop, it was just like, oh, yes. Like, just so new. And I started teaching myself about layering. And this is before YouTube. Like, YouTube was, like, always my go-to for everything. And when I did Photoshop, it was just like teaching myself. It was just amazing. I loved it. So by the time I got to Art Institute, though, everything was so easy. I was like, come on, guys.
How to work most of it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I was getting A's in all my classes until the last semester where money started becoming an issue. I had no job. I was just going to school. I had to have a bus pass. Everywhere I went, I had my girlfriend. She wasn't happy because I didn't have a job. But then it was funny because if I wanted to get a job, she would get mad because she was like, oh, you don't need a job yet. Just focus on school. And I was like, then how am I supposed to buy you something?
It's weird. They're kind of weird. Most of them are kind of weird. Not all of you guys. Not all of you girls. Most of you.
They want us to do some illegal stuff.
But then if you go to jail, they get mad because you're in jail. You know?
Yeah, then they leave you.
You know?
It's like, oh, now you're my best friend. Like, what's going on now?
Yeah, like, I kind of have a joke about that, too, where, like, women want a, they want a man that's funny, outdoorsy, and what's it called? That's dangerous, that's willing to do dangerous things. Like, at that point, then you're pretty much asking for a rodeo clown, right? Like, you know, like they don't know what they want, pretty much. I don't know. It's a work in progress. I know it's not that funny, but it's a work in progress.
No, I get you. I'm following.
So, okay, so, I mean, so from what I'm getting, understanding is that it was like you had a hard time, adjusting back into like drawing, like doing your own thing, you know? Like, do you have tips for like, up and coming, like people that are like maybe the listeners that are interested in doing it, but they're unsure of themselves.
Yes. If you're young, let's just say you're like 18 years old, 17 years old, it don't matter. Like anything that you're like, if you don't have a job yet and you live with your parents, stay with your parents as long as you can. Help them out. If you can make some side money, you know, help them out. You know, shoot them 100, shoot them 200 if you're making that much. You know, if you're making a good amount, give it to them because. Like, trust me, work on your craft and you're going to only get better after that because, like, trust me, if you go to school and you're trying to become something at the Art Institute, there's so many people that are graduating and you look at their work, it does not look good at all. It's crazy. It's like, how are you letting these people graduate with the style that they're going with? They can't even draw a human. And so it's like, this is crazy. How are they graduating? I'm a very great artist. But, you know, finances got in my way. Okay. And the people who graduate, they have money and they just pass like whatever and they don't get hired afterwards. So my advice is to practice your craft as much as you can. Just wherever, have always on you a sketchbook, a black book, any type of sketchbook. Just like have a pencil, just ready. Because ideas will come at any moment. You can be rich by the age of 20. If you're 18, you'll be rich with just one great idea. That's all you need. And don't kill yourself because it's going to come. Like, your brain is just going to like, I got it.
Yeah, good advice. I'm going to take that advice for myself because from a comedy, you know, I think I could like apply it to it. You know, like, one great joke. That's all I need, you know, to become likable, I guess.
Just, I feel for comedy, like, just make a little, like, if you get just, like, a stack of, like, ideas and have that story, you'll be good, you know? And you'll always have it, you know? Like, I feel like, because I took improv classes. I took for a year and a half, and it helps a lot. Improv, for anybody, for comics, for animators, it just improves your mind one step by one step, you know? You don't even have to go to school for that. Just wherever you could find a improv class, take it, because it's gonna only improve your life, and you'll talk to people. Your social skills will be skyrocketing by the end of the year, especially if you're taking it seriously. Yeah,
no, I might take one, you know, because my social skills suck. You know? trying to do this podcast, like I have to be more, I talk more, and then have a mush mouth, I guess. Like, I get stuck a lot, you know. My mind works faster than my mouth does, so I get stuck most of the time, you know.
Yeah, I hate that. That's the same thing over here.
So, yeah. So you took improv classes. And you also mentioned you do what's it called? Videos, right? Or what
did you yes, say? I do videos as well. If you go to AuthenticFilms.com, you can also see my...
you have your own website?
Yeah, yeah, I have my own website. Yeah. You can go to Authentic.com or you go to YouTube. You can check out the videos right there as well. We try to spread it as much as we can. We have different... we work with different people trying to... they do their music videos. We did 2 rap videos and we worked with a lot of car clubs. So that's where we were at. The only thing what killed that was I had a baby. Oh, okay. I don't want to say that he was the reason I stopped, but yeah. It kind of was. And don't have a baby too soon.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you're 30 either, because, trust me. I could just tell you right now, I would not want to do this when I'm 30.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm actually 23.
Oh, wow. I'm almost 30 and I have a kid, so.
Oh, man. You're going to feel it.
How so? Like, tell me about it. Like, educate me.
So, like, first off, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Uh-huh. They'll pick up anything and eat it. So you have to watch them at every moment. They're fast little kids. And he's just getting faster through time. They grow so fast, but not fast enough. Because, that will slow you down in a good way. It'll give you a different perspective on life. But if you don't have a good wife that wants to take care of that baby, you're not going to have any more time.
True, man. My mom takes care of kids, so I kind of feel you. I see that a lot of single moms, single dads. So I get you, man.
Yeah. It feels so good when we let the grandparents take them and say,
like an hour,
just an hour. That's all we need sometimes, but we don't always get that luxury of them watching them. We live with the parents right now, which is cool, but I still do pay rent. Okay. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
I mean, you're young. You mean?
Yes, I am young.
You adapt, I guess.
try my best.
Yeah, well, come easier. I mean, more experience. Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean,
right now it's fairly easy because I have my wife. If I didn't have my wife with me, I wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
She's my rock right there, and she makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. How old is he? 3?
No. He's only 1.
Oh, he's 1?
Yeah, he's 1 and 2 months now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he's been walking since he was 8 months.
Wow, damn.
It's pretty damn early.
Yeah, so you've been busy, huh? Trying to keep him out of trouble.
Yeah, and he's climbing stuff now. He's jumping off of stuff. Wow. I'm like, you're only 1 and 2 months. Calm down, freaking Tarzan.
That's good. I mean, you can get him into, gymnastics or MMA, there.
Yeah, I'm already teaching him how to do a front flip by himself.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty cool. I'm a skater as well.
Okay.
So.
Dang, you're everywhere. You skate,
you do art, and films,
and then you do improv, and what else? What else do you do? Do you have any other hobbies?
Magic?
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. I know magic.
Do you perform anywhere?
Performing the magic, I used to perform at parties, at little kids' parties. But I've been working since I was 16, so I used to do magic when I was 16 at little parties. I also worked on a hot dog on a stick.
Okay.
Really good.
In high school or when?
High school, yes. Yeah. And then I worked at TJ Maxx. So I've always tried to be a hustler, making that money.
Yeah.
I would have paid for my own prom ticket if I had a prom date. Aww. Tear. Aww.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I would have, gave you mine, but I think you could afford her. She was expensive.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Food and then everything. Come on.
No, man.
I rented a car. And she pretty much told me everything she wanted. I was whooped. I was like, I love you. I'm in love with you. And
I got my high school crush, though. I got my high school crush right after high school.
Oh.
It's so funny. It's I guess because she thought I had money and stuff. I did actually at the time because I was still working at TJ Maxx. I was just giving her whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted. She got used to it, and I just she wanted more. They are expensive. Yeah. Girls can be,
especially at that age. They see my ex. She was really influencing the Kardashians, so she wanted to live that lifestyle. She wanted she didn't want to work. She didn't want to cook or clean, but she wanted to be. Dine and wine and come on, chill, man. I'm over here working. I'm working right after school. I don't get out till 1 a.m. and then I still gotta go to school. This was during high school, and then She's like, oh, well, I'm hungry. Okay, go. What do you want, you know? But that was me being dumb. I understand, people. I know you're screaming at your fucking phone or wherever you're listening to me. Like, that, you're being a fucking idiot. I understand. Now I know, you know? I mean, that's just a part of growing up, you know? Like, girls, sometimes they take advantage of you, you know? But, like, luckily now we have girls that, you know, like, they're supportive. They're helpful. They're on their shit, you know? And I'm glad you found somebody that you actually, and you had a baby with, you know, because, you know, I know a lot.
She was my friend for a full year, you know, I got to know who she was. Then later on, I just popped, well, actually, it was so funny. Her friend came to me and she was like, why haven't you asked her out? You know, she's going to leave you at any moment. And right when the friend said that, it just like clicked. I was like, wait, why am I not? I'm with her every day, all the day. Like, why am I not just, like, you know, locking this in, you know? I wouldn't want to lose her, so I had to. So.
You know, her friend went and tell her. Like, your girl went and told her friend.
Hell yeah.
Go tell him, because I'm about to leave, you know?
I had to. Now, I was probably hurting her, that's why, because she didn't know what we were, you know? And we were doing everything as a boyfriend and girlfriend.
Like, friend zoned her, right?
Yeah, friend zoned her, pretty much, and she didn't deserve that.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I had to, you know.
Did she punish you like after? Like, oh, that's what you.
Oh, she's still punishing me now. Oh man, big time.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get. Why didn't you ask her sooner?
For real. All
right. Well, you know what? What about, like, let's tell them. Let's give your plugs. You know, like, let's wrap it up. You know, so we could play a little quick game. What about you give the people your plugs? Like, where can they find you?
You can find me at authentic.com. Authentic.com, AuthenticFilms.com. You can get me on Facebook, Joshua Albright, or you can get me on Instagram. I only have Instagram, no Twitter. I know a lot of people are on Twitter right now, but I'm not on Twitter.
I want some tickets for that. I'm a fan of the LA Galaxy, and I won some tickets yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like on Twitter, like somebody like LA is our house. Thank you very much for the tickets, guys, by the way. But yeah, I want them. They're also a podcast. They're pretty much the LA Galaxy, like they're fans, but they have their own thing talking about the Galaxy. And I guess on Twitter, like they put like, does anybody want two tickets with the parking pass? I was like, hell yeah, you know. I jumped on it, but honestly, I thought it was a joke. I didn't think they were serious, you know. And then another podcast, the Riot Squad, they just put winner and they tagged me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, for real, did I just win? You know, I was a spectacle, whatever. And what's your email? You know, give us your email, like DM, like direct messages, and then we'll send them to you. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I never won. I really don't win shit. I hardly ever win anything, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was happy yesterday. It was my aunt's birthday. We went to that, and then right after that, we went right to the StubHub Center. We enjoyed them. They tied, unfortunately, but they could have been worse.
That's
lost,
crazy.
You know?
Cool.
Yeah, man. But Twitter, like, I guess, you know, it comes in handy, you know.
Hey, you guys can catch me on Twitter, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Catch him. He's about to make one.
I'm about to make one right now. Authentic. I got you. Yeah.
For the listeners, like, if you're a new listener, at the end, I like to play a game. It's would you rather. You know, it's just pretty much, I gave you two options, like, and then you just have to decide, but you don't decide during, like, as we're playing it. It's not one, like, one and done. It's one long-ass fucking question that you got to ask me questions for the answer, pretty much. And you just got to pick the worst from the worst, you know, the best out of the worst, you know?
Okay, I got you.
So for the listeners, like, our new listeners, it's pretty much, I give you two options. And you just have to choose the best out of the worst. It's improvised where you have to keep asking me questions and I'm building off of it. And at the end of let's say 5 minutes, that's when you choose which one would you rather, you know, whatever. Yeah. So the two options for today are, would you rather bathe in vomit or bathe in worms?
All right, so whose vomit is it? I can't just, like, bathe in anybody's vomit.
Yeah, it's your baby's vomit.
I could do that. Well, okay, so
you can't decide yet. You can't decide.
No. I'm not choosing that one.
I could do that one.
But
yeah. You could also do the other one.
But I want to see if I can do the other one. Okay. Probably be even better. So, these worms, like, is it including like with mud or something, or is it just like straight?
The worms came from somebody's body, you know, when they eat like raw food or something, and then there's like a worm inside of them.
Tapeworms?
Yeah, a tapeworm. There we go. You have to bathe in them.
Okay, can I choose one?
No, you gotta keep going. For 5 minutes.
All right. So what if the worm, like, I don't know, what if it gets in like my eyes and stuff?
Well, they do get in your eyes, and then you yourself become a worm. And you're what a werewolf is, you're a night worm, I guess. A were worm. Okay. I don't know.
What's the hue of the vomit? Like, what does it smell
the
like?
Smell. Well, it's whatever your baby ate the day before.
Oh, damn. He eats a lot of shit.
Yeah. So... It was a good day. Let's say it was a good day. He only had three. I'm trying to think of something smelly. Something like, what's smelly? Like
asparagus.
Okay, asparagus, but his pee would smell. So, okay, I'll allow it because his pee would be nice and smelly. But now it's vomit, so it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Like onions. He had onions. Okay, asparagus. Let's pretend he's able to eat like big food. He ate like nice food. He ate fish, asparagus, dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Yeah, it's just dragon. It's smelly as fuck when they open it. And it's also the smell of it, right? It's gonna be the whatever the whatever he ate. That's what the vomit's gonna smell like.
Holy shit.
And taste. So
I could
just in case it gets in your mouth.
I can smell it.
Yeah. So yeah, whatever he ate the day before.
All right. Okay. So. Who died?
Who died?
Who died? to get these worms out.
your enemy. One of your, like, whoever your enemy or your least like person like in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. I'm actually kind of leaning toward that one. Now. My enemy. All right. Because that means my enemy's dead now.
Yeah, but then. But then they also had a baby, and that's pretty much they're continuing their legacy. So and then he whoever your enemy is. So yeah, so it's pretty much your worst enemy, but he had a child, and you know that's he taught to hate you. He taught the child to hate you pretty much as much as he hates you, you know.
Damn, your enemy. Son. Okay. All right.
Hold on. You still have time. You still have 3 minutes to decide. You still have. You gotta keep asking me questions.
All right. I don't have to eat these worms, do I?
Well, they might get in your mouth. I mean, I don't know. It's a bath. You know, you're taking a bath. Maybe you're super tired. Nice.
I
mean,
I've seen people on like Fear Factor and stuff. Yeah. Like, they lay in it. They have like the goggles on and stuff.
But they're awake, and you know what? Just for that, I'm gonna make you. You're asleep. You fell asleep.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, damn. Okay. Nah.
You fell asleep, you're knocked out, nice and relaxed. You know, those naps.
Tape worms.
The naps, your mouth is like wide open.
I think that will kill me.
Yeah. What? maybe, like, but I heard if you put milk outside of your butthole, like the tapeworm goes. So I guess you just gotta, your toilet's full of milk, let's say that, and then maybe you fall asleep on your toilet, maybe the tapeworms will come out. Ugh. I'm telling you, it's the worst as I could possibly make it, you know, try to make you choose the worst of the worst.
Okay. My baby's vomit. He said he ate fish and stuff.
Yeah, it's whatever he ate the day before, but yeah. Okay. I was gonna say he could have had a light lunch, you know, something like just cookies or something, they wouldn't smell, but it's a lot of vomit. You know what? It's a lot of vomit. So it's not just one day. It's maybe weeks worth.
Oh, yeah. So they're just collecting it as it goes.
Yeah. Because I guess, but you know what? The vomit helps your skin. You know, it makes it like nice and soft. So it has some, you know, some positives.
It's my son. No? And his disgust. And he's going to always have that on me in the future. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, Dad, remember when you were in my vomit? I mean, I don't remember because I was so young.
Yeah, but that one, the bathing and vomit, your wife is videotaping you the whole time, so you're going to be a YouTube sensation for it, you know? Not for the right reasons, but you still be pretty popular, you know?
Oh, no, know, I might ruin my reputation.
And the worms is just private. It's just for private reasons, you know? Because you want your skin nice and exfoliated, you know?
Okay. I don't think I have any more questions then.
Now, one more, just to wrap it up. One more question. Whatever.
One more question.
Yeah.
All right. About, are these like, okay, no. I don't even know. I don't know what else to ask.
One more. It's not that hard. I helped you with the first one, so.
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't even. Shit, what else could I say?
You don't want to know, like, what can you do to make it smell better? Like, nothing? Like, that's not a question.
That's not even a question. It's vomit is vomit.
Oh, okay. What's your son's?
It's my son. His vomits actually stink.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. and he only drinks milk and stuff.
Oh, so. Shit, yeah. Well, you know, your son did eat milk in this scenario, so.
Okay.
Fish and milk, you know. Go
great
together.
I got it. So, right. Am I like in a body bag when I do the worms? Like, am I like a whole suit?
No, you're not gonna get off that easy. Come on, you don't get to touch the vomit. No, you're there because you want to feel the warmth of it, you know, chunkiness of it.
Oh man, that's so disgusting. It's weeks worth. That's so that means it's old. That's
yeah, gross. Yeah. You just pretty much pick up whenever. You know, you pretty much your goal is to get your son sick, so you feed him stuff that'll get him sick, just so you can throw him into the bathtub. I think this is the nastiest one we've had so far. And
that
I
is
really
disgusting.
Much,
I could just imagine it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna wrap it up. So, what do you? What would you rather, vomit or worms?
Worms, seems like it's gonna kill me, because they're tapeworms. And he said something about butthole.
Oh yeah, well, the only way to get the worms out is if you put milk outside of your butthole, and then the worm will go out through your stomach, out your anus, and loop right into the milk.
Okay. In the vomit, I could probably just take a shower for like, you know, bathe myself in bleach, look like Michael Jackson afterwards. But you know, I think I'll have to go with the vomit. Stay on the safe side. Yeah.
Well, I would have chose the worms because I don't know. I feel I could lose some weight. I guess you know they'll eat the food that's in your stomach. You know they won't.
If
hurt.
It's a bath, you're gonna come out so skinny.
Hey, yeah, true. I forgot. You know, it's a bunch of them that go in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm sleeping too.
Yeah, sleeping. You don't know how long either. You know.
Yeah, so, I have to go with the vomit.
Yeah. So. Okay, before we end it, guys, I have another little thing I'm trying to, like, a little segment I'm trying to add. You know, maybe you guys can help me with. It's a riddle. All right, guys. So, at the end of the show, I'm going to give you guys a riddle, and then I'm going to answer it next week's episode. So, I'm trying to keep you guys, you know, to come back, all right? So, today's riddle is... I'm gentle enough to smooth your skin, light enough to fly into the sky, and strong enough to crack on rocks. All right. So, do you know it? No? Hopefully you don't. Don't say the answer. All right, guys. Well, if you guys want to know the answer, come back to the next episode. All right. So, I'm going to give out my plugs. All right. You can find us at Dick in a Box on Instagram, Dick in a Box on Gmail, and Dick in a Box on Twitter. So pretty much everywhere is Dick in a Box, right? Dick in a Box podcast. Dick in a Box podcast, you know? Come check us out on SoundCloud. And now, as you've seen, we're on iTunes. So I'm pretty excited about that because a lot of you guys were asking me to go on iTunes. Why aren't you on iTunes? Well, you know what, guys? We are on iTunes, right? So go check us out, rate us, like us, share us, you know, tell your friends about us, you know. I know my voice isn't the easiest to hear for like an hour and a half or an hour, but, you know, I feel the information I'm bringing, guys, it's worth it, you know, worth my voice. So hopefully, guys, hear us again, come back, you know, answer the riddle, because I honestly don't even know the answer to myself. I'm going to have to Google it, but you guys don't Google it, right? Try to figure it out, all right? I am gentle enough to smooth your skin, light enough to fly into the sky, and strong enough to crack on rocks. All right, guys. Well, I'll leave you on that. Thank you guys for listening. hopefully, guys, hopefully I'll have you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Hold on, fuck that. Fuck that shit. Hold on. I got to start this motherfucking record over again. Wait a minute. Fuck that shit. Still on this motherfucking record. I'ma play this motherfucker for y'all. Hey, y'all get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.